Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, March 9th. A Tesla driver claims that autopilot automatically moved to avoid a head-on collision with a car in the wrong lane on the highway. Brett Peters, a former state trooper, was driving his Tesla vehicle on autopilot when he felt the vehicle swerve and he didn't know why. He told Fox 46, quote, "I initially looked down to see what was going on with the car and why it was reacting or why it was braking. When I looked up, I saw the vehicle in my lane, and before I could even put my foot on the brake, it had started changing lanes." Close quote. When asked about the critics who say that Tesla's autopilot is a dangerous feature, such as U.S. Senator Ed Markey, who is pushing for Tesla to deactivate the feature, Peters said, quote, "Get over yourself. Technology is faster and more responsive, and it's paying attention even when you're not." Close quote. After a year of anticipation, Tesla has deployed a Megapack, its newest and biggest energy storage system, in Canada, and it could save the small electric utility up to $200,000 per year. According to Tesla, a single Megapack has up to 3 megawatt hours of energy storage capacity and a 1.5 megawatt inverter. Ryan Mitchell, vice president at St. John Energy, commented, quote, "We've been making significant strides to evolve our system to a smarter grid. Leading-edge technology like the Tesla Megapack allows us to rapidly respond to dynamic changes on our system, ensuring we can continue to offer reliable service while keeping rates stable for our customers." Volvo last week formally inaugurated a brand new EV battery assembly line at its Belgium manufacturing plant in Ghent. This is where it will start the building of the XC40 Recharge, its first pure electric car, later this year. The battery assembly line, which is longer than a football field, is located where an employee parking lot used to be. The line will use 9 stations to produce 78 kilowatt-hour battery packs. The assembly will take place 24 hours a day over 3 work shifts, and test production starts today. BMW has canceled its plan to launch the BMW iX3, its first electric vehicle in years, in the United States. And this is following other automakers focusing their EV supply on other markets. A BMW spokesperson told Automotive News yesterday, quote, "At this time, we do not have plans to bring the iX3 to the U.S. market." Close quote. The change of plans follows other automakers getting cold feet in the United States when it comes to electric vehicles. In Electrek's take, we hope that Tesla's Model Y launch goes smoothly and that Tesla can prove that the U.S. market is hungry for electric SUVs. And in Electrek's green energy brief, in February, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti passed and finalized a motion to continue the energy partnership between the Navajo Nation and the City of Los Angeles, but with renewable energy instead of fossil fuel. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez said, quote, "This is a win-win for everyone. Right now, throughout the world, we're not taking care of our lands, so there is some traditional knowledge that we can incorporate in this type of transition." Russia refused to cut oil output quotas by up to 1.5 million barrels per day at a failed meeting on Friday between OPEC and non-OPEC nations. In retaliation, Saudi Arabia will produce 2 million barrels per day at $6 to $7 a barrel in an already oversupplied global market. As a result, oil prices have dropped by a third today, the biggest loss since the 1991 Gulf War. The Guardian published a roundup of 50 simple steps everyone can take to make their lives greener. Here are the top 3 picks from Electrek's Michelle Lewis. Number 1. Maintain electrical appliances for maximum cost and earth efficiency. Number 2. Drive your car in a more efficient manner, whether it's gasoline or electric. And number 3. Get some houseplants to reduce mold growth and improve household oxygen. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Bulls eBikes USA has announced pre-order availability for 3 new e-bikes, all of them featuring the Fazua removable drive system. The Wildflow RS electric mountain bike, the Alpine Hawk Evo road bike, which by the way, both of those are using a carbon fiber frame, and the Grinder Evo light gravel bike. For these high-end bikes, pre-orders start at $4,499. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.